from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Young guys showing out in NFL training camps yet again. Bo Nix with another efficient and dynamite performance for the Denver Broncos. Sean Payton's still not ready to give the nod on who the starter will be, but he talked about Bo Nix's performance in the postgame after their game. They had a Sunday game. They played yesterday against the Green Bay Packers.
Well, listen, he's played well. I'm not announcing any starting quarterback tonight, or I'll let you guys know when the time comes. But I thought he played well. You know, the one penalty, which was, man, right on the line. You know, it was tough. It was good. It was pretty heads-up play. He did a good job at the line of scrimmage with some checks. You know, you feel his comfort level as he continues to get used to the calls coming in. And, you know, you kind of feel the poise when he's playing. And the other two the same way. I said this last week. I like the room. Their job is to, you know, to lead their offense down the field and score points. And, you know, they all had touchdown drives. But I thought he was sharp, obviously. I think he was 8 for 9. And, you know, he does a good job of distributing the football, understanding the zones, man-to-man, and what coverage concepts we're getting. But overall, I was pleased.
Look, Bo Nix, another efficient performance. 8 for 9 is right, 80 yards, a touchdown. But I think this is the stat that people in Denver are so high on: 0 sacks. Mm-hmm. Remember how many sacks they allowed last year, and a big reason for that was Russell Wilson held onto the ball for an ungodly amount of time.
Yes.
And Jarrett Stidham sacked once, got picked off. Zach Wilson sacked twice. The thing about Bo Nix is he is risk averse. A drive killer is a sack. I mean, you get behind the sticks and you get a sack, it's different than even a penalty, right? Penalties happen.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's not even on you, right? Sometimes it's just like, that wasn't even a good call. When a sack happens, it is demoralizing, because an offensive line, their one job is to protect the quarterback. And when he gets sacked, it's a demoralizing end to a play, and it is a drive killer. Numbers bear it out. At every level of football, your quarterback gets sacked, your drive usually comes to an end. Nix is getting the ball out, making quick decisions, and he's being very efficient with it. Bo Nix will not be a guy who's putting up the gaudy Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen numbers. He is going to be a move-the-ball-down-the-field quarterback. Is the margin for error very high when you have a quarterback like that? Nope, not at all, because you always got to be inching forward down the field. But that's what Sean Payton loves. That's what Bo Nix is really good at. That's why Bo Nix is going to be the starting quarterback in Denver.
And they're going to end up naming Bo Nix a starter, and it's partly, I want to give most of the credit to Bo, but also the quarterbacks around him are not good.
Stidham has played well, but he's not that guy, and he's not a guy that you're going to thrust into franchise quarterback position.
No, he's a lifetime backup. I mean, you can say the same. Zach Wilson has moved to lifetime backup. Those guys are never going to get shots at being starting quarterbacks for teams unless it's the Jacoby Brissett, you know, bridge quarterback year. That's it. That's all that's going to happen. And Nix has basically done the Russell Wilson here, where he did just enough. And I'm not, this isn't like downplaying him. I'm saying there's a bar that you have to get over. And Nix has done just enough in his limited opportunities to get over that bar and be the starter.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to do. You have to show there's a competency level bar. And if you can't get there, Drake May, it's going to be a couple weeks until you kind of get rolling and figure things out. Bo has shown he's smart enough, he's active enough, his arm is good enough, and he's making the right decisions. He's keeping, look, it's not just the stats, it's not just the accuracy, it's not just the completion percentage, it's the like Peyton's hinted at, getting the offense organized, keeping him on time, making the right checks. Like, you have to be able to tick all those boxes. It doesn't matter if you have the best arm talent on the face of the planet. If you can't tick those boxes, there's no coach in the NFL that's going to trust you.
No.
And they just go, screw this. Give me the guy. I don't care if his arm's not as good. I just don't care. Put him out there. And Bo has been more than enough to tick those boxes and be the starter. I thought it might be like week four because of the way Stidham had been playing in the OTAs and the discussions that were kind of coming out.
Being a vet and the cautiousness that Denver said they wanted to approach us with, which they are, to Sean Payton's credit. He's saying I'm not ready to name a starter.
But we all know at this point it's going to be Nix.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and it's going to be an impossible job at this point for Jarrett Stidham to hold on to, because most popular guy in town is the backup quarterback when you have a quarterback that is not your franchise guy, right? And Bo Nix was drafted to be the franchise guy, and that leash is going to be short for Jarrett Stidham, if not already off of him now.
Yeah.
But Bo Nix looked really good. What was surprising, we didn't see this weekend. Mm. And Raheem Morris, the Atlanta Falcons head coach, he talked about the reasoning why Michael Penix Jr. didn't get any run.
Last week, we wanted to get him out there and get a feel for what he was in live game, which we kind of already knew. Wanted to see him be able to answer questions, talk about it on the sideline, go out there and execute, make mistakes and know what to do. Like when he looked the wrong way, getting right to the check down. He did a lot of those things a lot, but it took a hit last week, should have changed the protection. He's able to clearly communicate those things. I mean, we've seen enough last week of Michael Penix and the live stuff, and now we had the chance to mitigate him in practice. And you know, we give him a bunch of live stuff out there in practice that you do everything that you would do in a game other than get hit. But you know, we feel really good where we're at with Michael. We feel really good where we're at with the other guys that we set, and we treated that the same way. But Mike showed us last week enough that we don't have to play him in the preseason.
I will go ahead and coach speak translate that, son of a gun.
Mm.
Something that we already know, Michael Penix is really damn good at playing quarterback.
Yep.
Something that we also already know that he did not say, Michael Penix is injury prone, and he got dinged up when he got hit.
Yep. Okay. Also, if you don't put him out there, you know what you don't have to hear? Put him in over Kirk. Put him in over Kirk. If you don't know.
Yeah.
I would imagine that there is some conflict in that front office. Remember the way that the owner looked at the GM during the draft?
That picture, that video is ingrained in my mind when the GM is explaining him why they went with Penix, and he's like, but
I just gave $100 million to this guy. What are you doing?
But why?
I would imagine that ownership is definitely like, Kirk's the guy. You know why? Because I just guaranteed him $100 million.
No bad.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.